Reds fans looking to sneak in at the expense of Cub fans. Cub fans looking to sneak in at the expense of Reds fans. We're all trying to beat the Marlins. Oh, it's just, it's. Do you have any fingernails left, my good man?
No, not really. No lead is safe right now.
No, anything is safe right now. But we do know this. The season regular ends on Sunday, and it's like musical chairs. If you don't have a seat when it ends, you're going to be out. But I think both the Reds and the Cubs have gone places this year that neither one of the fan bases expected. Heck, Joe and I said, you know what, here we are at game 159 paying attention, and some years at game 29 we're already checked out.
Yeah, I know. It's been a little bizarre. I would agree with that assessment. None of us thought we'd be here right now, but here we be.
And it's better to have meaningful baseball in late September and early October. It doesn't mean that either one of these teams will make the playoffs or win the World Series or, but it's fun to be invited to the party, and it's fun to be there at last call, and that's where these two teams are right now. And, boy, it's an exciting weekend ahead, that's for sure. Everybody holding their breath. Now, you are awfully busy, my man. School is underway. I tried to do your title earlier. I'll try to do it again. You are the executive director for the Gail and Bill Cook Center for Entrepreneurship at Ivy Tech. Do I have that correct?
That is correct. You are right on.
All right, so I'm one for one there. Now here's where my average drops. I want to say you are the I know it's the South Central Business. See, that this is where it all falls apart. The regional director for the South Central. See, then go ahead, tell the kids.
Okay. Regional director for the South Central Small Business Development Center.
Small Business Development Center.
You're close.
How you doing, my man?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on, as always.
Now, what's busy in your world? We'll get to the Ivy Tech stuff here in a minute, but I know that you guys have been working hard as well because, number one, Ivy Tech is a regional center for serving and getting help from multiple counties, same as the Small Business Development Center. How's everything going here in the quote-unquote new academic year?
Things are going really, really well. There is a uptick at most community colleges with the number of people enrolled. So our campus is up, I think, 6% in enrollment right now, which has been a while since we've been up, you know, given the pandemic. But I think as we all learned, not everybody likes online, and those that do not are coming back in person. So you're seeing a lot more cars in the parking lot where we have free parking over here at Ivy Tech. Just throw that out there. Free parking all day long at Ivy Tech. It's going really, really well. We're basically finished the first 8-week session, and it's no different over here. We have our advisory board going on right now, our first advisory board for the new School of Entrepreneurship and Innovation. They're meeting right now down the hall from me with our program chair to learn what they can do to support our students. It's really exciting.
Tell me more about that. That's something that you said is brand new. Who is involved with that? Who are you looking to attract, or who are you looking to? What's the plan moving forward?
Yeah, I think, when you put an advisory board together, you kind of got to figure out what you want them to do. And, you know, for us, it's what can they do to support our students? Can they provide industry insight? You know, we almost always have a few students from culinary, you know, who want to do something, a food truck, a catering business, whatever it may be. So probably behooves us to find some people who have some experience in that sector. Jeff Meeks from One World and Pizza X and Lenny's and other pursuits, he's down the hall right now giving them some insight. We have a few bankers. We have a sponsor in Duke Energy, a representative from Duke Energy, Liz Irwin. We have Cy Menyon from The Mill, because we have some students who are working on some high-tech, you know, kind of business ideas or innovative ideas. Adam Quirk from Cardinal Spirits is here. You know, we almost always have, you know, people in his space that are, you know, kind of in the food and beverage space, as I mentioned before. A banker, as I mentioned, from Northwest Bank here in town, because everybody needs finance. You know, we've got people, we have a student in there who graduated last year that has a human resources consulting business for millennials. And Alex is her name. She's Alex Smith. She's awesome. So she's given us, you know, kind of the insight from a student who graduated through the program and now has her business going. And it's exciting to see everybody get together, and they're just looking for ways, hey, how can we help, you know, give you feedback on your curriculum, and you know, if I can mentor a student or two and answer questions or have them come visit or open a few doors, that's kind of what we have them here for. And you know, for me, I got to go help them raise a little bit of money from time to time, so I hit up my corporate partners for a few bucks to support our students who are going to have businesses that they're going to support here in town.
Well, it's a fantastic advertisement because it's just not one. I don't know what's the word I'm looking for. One discipline. You hit on about eight different categories there. So it's just not pigeonholed for one certain area. It's for the creative type. It's for the industrious type. Everybody is involved. So you talk to these people and they give you ideas of how to help students get here, there, and everywhere else. When the students come in to your program and take a look at what's going on, have those applications gone up as well? I know people are more businesses happening. I talked to Spoonmore, on Monday, and Indianapolis's numbers are going up. Are your numbers following that too, of people that are trying to get businesses off the ground?
Yeah, definitely. Probably over the last 10, 12 months, we've seen a lot of side hustle work where somebody may have dropped out during the pandemic to take care of their kids or an aging parent who was sick. And now they're coming back saying, I don't really want that 40 to 60 hour a week job anymore, but I want to make 10 cakes a week out of my house, and I can make money doing that and still have a flexible lifestyle with my kids and do what I want to do. And we've seen a lot of that. And the uptick is real. We were down probably 20% last year in terms of the number of people who have traditionally come in, and we're up 20% on top of that this year. So that's about a 40% swing of people just wandering in the door needing help. And our entrepreneurship program, I think we've got three cohorts now, whereas last year we just had one. So we have three sets of classes going on, spring, summer, fall, at any one time. So we've got about 30 students going through the program, which is great. That means a good number of those are going to start their business, and are going to start it either right here in Bloomington, Monroe County, or somewhere adjacent, which is really solid.
Yeah, that's the other part too. We talk about brain drain, keeping that talent around here as long as we continue to maintain an excellent and encouraging business community. You take a guy like Jeff Meese with all that institutional knowledge and the bankers and the other guys that are in there as well. How do you extract that knowledge from them and give it to these prospective business people down the road? I know Jeff can't teach 20 classes, or the gentleman at the bank or the woman at the bank can't come in and perhaps give all that time. So how do you get that stuff from them and pass it along to the kids?
Yeah, I think that's the trick, and that's what they're talking about now, is how do they fit? And, we kind of look at the program where are you on your business idea? Are you, hey, I've just been thinking about this, and I haven't really done any research yet on what I want to do, but I want to start learning about it so I don't do it wrong, or hey, I'm already making money, I'm already doing this, I just want to make it legit, but, I want to do a restaurant or I want to do a food truck. Well, about every food truck in town docks their food trucks at the commissary location at One World. So, Jeff knows all about that, and so does his team. So they can, certainly go over and do a tour, host a tour, or sit them down with one of their managers or one of their, functional experts over there in certain areas of culinary and say, hey, here's how I would approach it. If you're going to do something, or hey, I'll set you up with four food trucks, owners here in town, and they'll tell you everything you need to know. Probably try to sell you their food truck while they're at it. But that's the expertise that we have, and thank goodness we have people who want to give back to other entrepreneurs here or entrepreneur wannabes, and provide them some guidance and mentorship, because we all got to eat, we all got to shop, we all got to hope to buy some products and some services here in town, and we want them to do it right. And here's a way we can have a big impact.
Steve Bryant, Executive Director of the Gale and Bill Cook Center for Entrepreneurship at Ivy Tech. And, here we are in late fall. Well, I guess it's early fall, late summer, later in the year. How about that? Where are we on your pitch competition, Shark Tank stuff? Don't you guys usually do that this time of year?
Usually, but we decided to integrate the pitch event into our coursework, our capstone course.
Oh. There
are three entrepreneurship courses to get your certificate, and the third one is basically I'm going to start it at the end. So it kind of ends up in a pitch anyway. So we're going to move it back to, I think it's going to be December 5th at the Mill. So it'll be at the end of the semester, last class. They'll all do their pitch, and Duke Energy is our sponsor, and they have been for, I think,
ever.
Over 12 years. We call it the Duke It Out pitch competition, and now it's basically all the students who have learned all they need to learn through the class. They're developing a pitch deck. They're going to give a presentation, and somebody's going to walk away with some fabulous money and prizes.
And absolutely right. And that idea will get out to the public as well. And that's a very captive audience out there. And I don't want to say it's the venture capitalist world, but it's close for little old Bloomington, right? That's a big deal.
And they're going to get their certificate from Ivy Tech for the three-course segment they took. In addition, they may have that as part of a business degree or as part of a culinary degree. So we're just giving them the business, small business piece of that while they're learning their craft. And, you know, hopefully they'll walk out with an associate's degree and our certificate and have, you know, something great on the resume, no matter what they do in life.
Now, when we talk about the associate's degree and the certificate and everything like that, no one's ever the finished product. But this is tangible stuff to take into the workplace. That's what Ivy Tech does. They get you ready to get out there and get after it. And if not, it's a great foundational piece for the next step in your education.
Yeah, absolutely. And I couldn't tell you the number of small businesses in town who, you know, they see a resume from an Ivy Tech student and say, "Ooh, tell me about this entrepreneurship class you took. I'm a small business owner. I want you to think like I do." You know, why? I always use the example of, you know, why do you buy the very expensive paper clips when you really don't need the very expensive paper clips?
You guys have paper clips?
Or we can steal some from your desk there at the GCL headquarters, you know.
Well, that's how we stay on the air. That's the old joke in our business. You know that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
No, but that is outstanding. Sure. So people are ready to go. They get to interact with these great local business leaders and get to pick their brains in certain areas. And, again, the sooner they can get in and sooner get learned and get out, well, that's usually means good things for everybody. Now, October arrives on Sunday, or as we like to call it, the last day of the Major League Baseball season. But that means the second 8 weeks classes will be beginning quite quickly. When do we need to get registered for fall's second 8 weeks?
Yep, your registration is open as we speak. It's open now. Classes for that second 8 weeks start October 23rd. So we're, you know, just under three and a half weeks away for that. And anybody that wants to can go online and at ivytech.edu and register there, or they can contact our enrollment specialists and advisors and schedule time to sit down with them. You know, they're available Monday through Thursday, 8 to 6, and Fridays, 9 to 5. If they want to call, the number is 812-330-6013, and they can set up an appointment today.
You have mail.
Yes, we do. We have mail.
Steve Bryant's my buddy. He is at Ivy Tech. Now, let me ask you a specific question because this is right up your alley. I've got a great idea. I'm thinking about this, that, or the other. How do I know if what you guys are doing is right for me? Do you have counselors or somebody I can meet with to bounce ideas off to see, yeah, you need to do this or this? How does that getting involved work?
Yeah, so that's almost the same question everybody has walking in the door. Where do I start? How do I just, you know, kind of kick the tires? Or, hey, I know what I want to do, but where do I go and how do I do what I need to do? So our advisors and enrollment specialists, they're here to meet with you. As I mentioned, they're available pretty much every day of the week, absent Sundays. But we do campus tours, virtual and in person, and they can come over and just kind of wander around with our team and show you what we have, talk to the different departments. You know, we can set you up with faculty or you know, key staff or even deans that, you know, oversee those areas, whether it be nursing or liberal arts or business or, you know, culinary, whatever it may be. We have Tuesdays at the Tech. I think you've talked about those several times. Every Tuesday, you can learn about the ways Ivy Tech can help you reach your goals. And the next one is October 3rd, which is next week. And those are from 3 to 5 every Tuesday of the month. And you can register online or you can just kind of pop in. It doesn't really matter. You don't have to register, but, anyway, those advisors and enrollment specialists, they'll tell you all the steps you need to do. And then they'll hand walk you down the hall if you happen to be in person to financial aid, if you need to apply for financial aid, or, you know, if you're a veteran and using the GI Bill, they have a person who's involved in the veteran program here to support that. And they can tell you how it works and what you need to do and the process and sign you right on up. It's pretty easy.
Yeah, every Tuesday at the Tech, 3 to 5. And, get a hands-on tour and take a look-see about all the great things that are going on out at Ivy Tech. The School of Nursing is terribly competitive out there. You're already full for 2023. When do I have to start thinking about 2024?
Yeah, I mean, really now.
Well, that's why I bring it up. I don't want people to think, oh, okay, well, then I'll just get over there in 2024, and then you're late again, and all of a sudden, we don't want people to be 9 months behind all the time.
Yeah, exactly. And quite often, you know, those that, you know, don't make it in this time around in 2023, they'll be applying in 2024 most likely. So, you know, you might already have a line of people who, you know, already been vetted and are trying to get in. So, I mean, the time is now. I mean, I would schedule time immediately to meet with an advisor from the nursing program. Find out what the process looks like. What, you know, are there any requisites you need to have in place? You know, certainly come in and talk about financial aid and things you might need. You know, basically, we're just looking at what are your goals as a student. Do you want the degree? Do you just want to get a few classes under your belt and then go into the workforce? You know, all of those are what we call successes at Ivy Tech. It's where whatever you want to do. I mean, whatever works for you, we'll make it work and we'll customize the program to the needs you have.
You know, today I was close. But close only counts in what, hand grenades and horseshoes, right? That's the old saying.
Yeah.
I went to a cafe for lunch today. It was Cafe Pizzeria, and it was absolutely delicious. But I keep forgetting Thursday I should be at the Yellowwood Cafe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Yellowwood Cafe is our part of our culinary arts program. So we have,
and it's only Thursday. I can't screw this up anymore. There's only
right.
One day a week.
Yeah, exactly. It's a real class, and it's our students who are doing the cooking, and those that are doing the front of the house, what we call front of the house, the serving and the customer interaction part, they're doing that part of it. So it's a real class, but they're cooking really, really good food. I think the cost is $15 for the lunch, and you're going to get quite a bit. And you know, you're also helping our students out by helping them through the process. So you just, I think, if you get a hold of anybody on the main campus line, you can RSVP. There's a website, and I can't think of the.
It's really easy. Know. I think it's Yellowwood. Just type in Yellowwood Cafe.
Ivy Tech at Yellowwood, ivytech.com or something. .edu. Yeah, it's one of those.
All you do is type in Yellowwood Cafe, and it pops right up, and you're ready to go. You can see the times and what the menus are as well. And it's only Thursday, so I got to keep beating that into my head. But I'm gonna screw up and say, oh, I'll just go next week, and it'll be like, oh, well, we're not doing that anymore. So go check the schedule, make a reservation, show up. You have to eat in there. Why? They want to get practice serving you. They don't want to do carryout stuff. That's not what they're doing there. But I used to eat there all the time with our great friend Keith Klein. He introduced me to that program, and I remember when it was $10, and I said, you people are nuts. You're losing. I know you're not trying to make any money, but when you get four courses for $10, we'll gladly pay more. You will not leave there hungry at all. It's great.
Yeah, and everybody needs to remember, it's class. I mean, it's happening at certain times of the school year, which we know when we're not having class, we're not having Yellowwood, but we have a really great room where all the food is served. You can kind of see there's glass fronted windows where the pastry lab and the culinary lab are, so you can kind of see the massive stainless steel in action, and you know, people with their white coats and hats and doing the Lord's work, man. It's all good stuff.
And it's great. Now I'm hungry again, even though I had Cafe Pizzeria, which is impossible because that's a lot of great options here, buddy. Can you hear me getting fatter from over there? Can you hear?
I can. Yeah. Love it.
Awesome. Thanks for your time today. I really appreciate it. Tell Chancellor Coyne we said hello. We understand he's busy. And I'm excited the next time we catch up to hear what your advisory board has come up with and how this is going to move forward. This is a very, very interesting time. So if people want to learn more about the Gail and Bill Cook Center for Entrepreneurship or the Small Business Development Center, how can they get a hold of you, my good man?
Yep, they can go to www.ivytech.edu/entrepreneurship, for one. There's a website for Cook Center for Entrepreneurship. You can just Google Gail and Bill Cook Center for Entrepreneurship. It'll come up. And you can go to www.isbdc.org and request help for free from all of us.
I would rattle off your credentials again, but I'm not going one for two. That's whatever's left of my soul is
crushed. When you finally get it right, we're going to give you some kind of honorary degree.
Well, I used to write it down, but that takes the sport out of it.
It sure does. Absolutely.
I'll see you soon. You're the best. Thank you.
Thanks again for letting me be on.
That's my buddy Steve Bryant from Ivy Tech, the executive director of the Gail and Bill Cook Center for Entrepreneurship, the regional director for the Small Business Development Center as well. I missed something in there, but I'm close. We thank Steve for his time. We'll thank Ivy Tech.